from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. When you build your dream home this summer, you might have to add $200 plus taxes to your budget so that you can dial before you dig. Timmins Council is crying foul over Enbridge wanting to add a fee to what it calls a locate of underground gas lines before construction can begin. In a resolution this week, Council joins the growing chorus of objections, noting that Enbridge lines cross municipal rights of way, and the company pays nothing for that. It's also worried that other utilities could institute a similar locate fee. Water levels are not a concern yet for the Timmins Flood Advisory Committee, although it's cautioning that things could change as the spring melt continues, and it says the melt raises the water safety risk along the Porcupine and Mattagamie Rivers, Crawford and Town Creeks, and Porcupine and Kamiskosha Lakes. The most high-profile resident of Municipal Road supports the idea of uploading the highway back to the province. The old Highway 67 from 101 to 11 was downloaded to Timmins and Iroquois Falls early this century. Timmins Conservative MPP George Peary says it's in bad shape of repair, and a complicating factor is that Timmins now owns its part of the road, and Iroquois Falls owns its part.
As you know, I live on that road, so perhaps there's a conflict, but there's a lot of interprovincial traffic on that road. So
Timmins City Councillor John Curley wants the road repaired and for a half-load restriction be placed on it as interim measures before uploading it. A new report finds home prices in Canada will go up this year. The Royal LePage forecast says prices will rise because of stronger than expected demand and limited supply. Nationally, it says prices will rise 4.5% year over year by the end of 2023. Toronto is expected to experience the most significant increase. And finally from us this afternoon, technology gets the credit for the recovery of a stolen car just outside Cochrane this past Saturday. An OPP officer on patrol was using the new automated license plate recognition device. It told him that a car on Highway 11 South was stolen. A 27-year-old Brampton man was charged and goes back to Cochrane for a court appearance in 3 weeks. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.